Well, I'm speaking with Rylan Ootlot with the Mid-Missouri Energy MME. Let's go ahead and talk about that plant. Where is it located, and what does it do for Missouri?
Plant's at Malta Bend, Missouri. That's about 70 miles northwest of Columbia. We kind of say halfway between Kansas City and Columbia, a mile south of Missouri River. And we have a plant that has 729 shareholders. Every one of them are farmers. And we're just so pleased that we've been in production for a year and two or three months. And it's just going fantastic. We probably couldn't have picked a better time to come into production than what Mid-Missouri Energy did. It's just a fortunate thing for us. We're a plant that uses about 15 million bushels of corn a year. And we're in an area where we produce about 70 million bushels of corn. And we think conservatively we've added 10 cents of value to every bushel of corn up there. So that means in that area for the state of Missouri, that corn crop is worth $7 million more money now than it was a year or so ago. And it's just huge for us. It's huge for the state of Missouri. Tax revenues are coming back into the state much more than offsetting anything that we had ever received from the state. So we're just pleased to be up and running.
Speaking of huge, there was a huge announcement made today, a new partnership with you and MFA Oil. Tell me about that partnership and why it's just going to be great for your plant.
Well, we're really excited about that. Some time ago, MFA Oil had approached the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition and saying, you know, there's some way we can work out a marketing arrangement that we can help expand the UC85. And there were other plants that were in production and were being consulted about forming an agreement with MFA Oil. We market our ethanol through Renewable Products Marketing Group. It's based out of Minnesota, but it's a joint effort of about 12 or 13 ethanol plants like Mid-Missouri Energy. And we decided that if MFA Oil wants to do this, we ought to be furnishing them ethanol from a Missouri plant. So after discussions and very brief discussions with Jerry Taylor and our marketers, we hashed out this agreement that says what we're going to do with MFA, how we will price our ethanol. They can have some security of what the ethanol price is going to be, and they can go out here and build these refueling stations, you know, thereby expanding the use of ethanol, thereby expanding our demand base. And so we're just excited to be working with MFA Oil and Jerry Taylor.
Well, Rylan, tell us about that pricing strategy and how long it's going to last.
We don't have any ends to it or anything like that right now. This is obviously, it's a kind of a new venture for both of us, but we both see it as a win-win. It's based on an index, and I can't even tell you what index we're looking at, but we're going off a percentage of that index. And this is a pricing structure that is available to others, you know, should they decide to use it. But to MFA's credit, they're the ones that come and said, we want to participate with you in this. We're going to commit to developing these E85 stations, putting more of them out there. So we think it's a win-win solution for both MFA Oil and Mid-Missouri Energy.
What exactly is that incentive that you're providing for Missouri citizens regarding E85?
The idea that they can come out to an E85 pump and fill up with a fuel that's 85% ethanol and 15% gasoline, and allow the Missouri citizens to invest their dollars for a petroleum product that's produced here in the state of Missouri, keeping it here instead of going out to the Middle East, allows the tax revenues of this state to grow. And as I said, MFA Oil is committed to a partnership arrangements with MME, and we certainly, you know, we don't see an end to it.
And E85 is going to be cheaper as well.
It will. You know, Phil Lampert just talked about it a while ago. He bought E85, I don't know where it's, New York or Cincinnati, someplace yesterday, and paid 13 cents a gallon more for E85 than what the regular gasoline cost. Here, MFA Oil, with our agreement, is going to be able to say it's going to be priced 20% less than the other gasolines. Now, we realize that 85% ethanol, you're not going to get quite as good a gas mileage. Maybe it's a 5% reduction in miles per gallon, or maybe 10%. Then maybe it's 15. But with this kind of an arrangement where MFA Oil can say, yes, we're going to price it 20% less than other gasoline, this will be an incentive, we would think, for any motorist who can use E85 to look for those pumps and fill up with 85% ethanol.
Well, Rylan, how much ethanol will be used from MME? How big of a partnership is this?
This, it's obviously, it's in its beginning stages. We don't know what the end result will be, how much it will be. As we've said today, E85 is just now really starting to resonate with people. The automobile manufacturers are coming out and saying, yes, use E85. We've got the flex fuel vehicles forward. We're in the midst of expanding our plant in Malta Bend. Even though we've been in operation just a year and 2 or 3 months, we already have plans on the board to expand our plant, double its capacity. Maybe we'll be producing 90 to 100 million gallons of ethanol. So we see the market as being very, very good, and MFA sees it being an arrangement that will allow them to produce and sell more, not produce, but we're going to do that, but to be able to sell more E85.
Well, as you mentioned before, you guys are 100% farmer-owned. You truly are a cooperative. So then what incentive is this partnership going to provide for your farmers that took that chance and invested in MME from the get-go?
Well, we certainly hope they get a good return for their investment. I can't commend those 729 shareholders that we have in Mid-Missouri Energy enough. We have seen ethanol plants go out there and start to build or form, and they come up short, and they have to find money. Maybe it's from Wall Street, someplace else, or they bring in huge investors. We were fortunate enough that we found 729 farmers who said, yes, I believe in this program. I want to do it. They made an average investment each, some over $30,000. We borrowed the rest of the money. And when we first started in production, I think maybe our first gasoline we sold for, ethanol we sold for $1.20, $1.25. Today, we know that, you know, we're adding close to another dollar on top of that. So I think that these shareholders that we have in our plant are going to be very, very pleased with this kind of arrangement we have with MFA Oil and their investment in MME.
Well, Rylan, there's some people across the country that are blaming ethanol for high gasoline prices. How do you feel about those comments?
If they go back and do their homework, they should be saying, thank goodness for ethanol. As Jerry Taylor pointed out today, there's just a 1% difference between the amount of oil that we extract from the earth and the amount that we use. If ethanol is not a big part of the market as a percentage-wise, say we've got 3 or 4% of the national market right now, but think how huge that is. If ethanol was not here, and this other 3 or 4% that ethanol would be replacing had to come from the ground, we'd be seeing prices a lot higher than what we have. So a lot of people think, yes, ethanol is that's because of ethanol, it's because my gas prices are higher. That's incorrect, and I'd certainly like to visit with anybody about that, you know, who thinks that. But we are doing our part. It's renewable. It's homegrown. We don't have to have fighters covering our pipelines or anything out there. It just makes common sense. And now it's amazing to hear the people in Washington, D.C. who make our policies. The bandwagon is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger of people who are saying, yes, I believe in ethanol. Yes, this is the right way to go. We're using corn to make most of our ethanol right now, but the future's coming. It'll be made out of something else. We'll be looking at cellulose ethanol. It's truly an exciting time for ethanol.
Well, Rylan, why do you think that Missouri citizens should invest in E10 or E85?
I think it's just a matter of common sense. We have seen meetings happen in OPEC and where they say, well, we think we need to raise the production a little bit, you know, because maybe we're getting a little bit too high. Or we most times we hear say, well, we're going to cut production so we can bring the price back up. You know, you're an American, you're a Missourian. I resent those kind of tactics, you know, where they're artificially pumping up or going down with controlling the supply. Here we have an alternative. Granted, we can't make as much as fuel as the oil companies can. We'll never, ever replace them. But we can contribute now to our energy independence. And if I'm a Missourian and if I'm an American, I want to do that, and hopefully we're going to see more and more people, you know, select that same route.
Well, Rylan, congratulations on this partnership, and congratulations with the success of MME. It's really helping Missouri lead the way in ethanol.
You're exactly right, Tyne. Thank you.